originally from South Sioux City, Nebraska. I grew up next to the Tyson plant there in Dakota City. I live now, as well as serve as the executive director of the Nebraska State Dairy Association. And I think as Steve did an excellent job of kind of laying out some of those indirect impacts like this bring, one of those hidden impacts are the impact of the dairy industry. When you look at the industry, the dairy industry specifically, we like to say that we make three products: milk, meat, and manure. So this would obviously be impacting the meat side. Would give Nebraska the ability to process dairy beef cows as well as our coal cows that that the dairy industry has. That's a big asset that this project brings to the dairy industry. If you look at the state of Nebraska, I don't think you could find a processing facility that'll take dairy coal cows, mainly because the frames are too long and they don't facilitate well with the shackle space that's available right now. So what an excellent asset this would be for the dairy industry in our state. I'll leave you with this. The dairy industry right now, a lot of people probably haven't really heard of much dairy, especially out in this way. And the reason for that is market consolidation. And we can really find some similarities with the beef industry when it comes to market consolidation and processor control. And I think right now, sustainable beef is actually leading the way as far as a producer-led project. And we're taking notice in the dairy industry, and hopefully our farmers can do something similar to what they've done here. So again, thank you again, the dairy industry, the Nebraska State Dairy Association, extremely supports this project and looks for an opportunity hopefully in the future. So thank you very much.
Thank you.